You're listening to Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, and online at vectisradio.com. I've got Michael here from isleofwight.com. Good morning, Michael. Pleasure to have you in here.
Hi, Billy. Thanks for having me in.
It's a pleasure to have you in this morning, Michael. Can you tell us a little bit more about your new camera that's been installed at Allen Bay?
Yeah, so it's been quite a long project, probably about 6 months in the planning to upgrade the webcam, because actually the webcam at the Needles was our first ever one. We installed it about 3 years ago, and we installed it on the chairlift, which seemed a good idea at the time, high up looking over the Needles. But what we didn't anticipate was how much movement the chairlift makes, you know, when people are going on it and it's going around. So what used to happen in the daytime is, unfortunately, the webcam used to shake and the view wasn't so great. So when it came time for upgrading, we came up with this idea of building our own structure to the side of the chairlift, so you still get that great view, but yeah, it's on its own structure, and importantly, able to withstand the crazy winds you get up there, sometimes up to 140 mile an hour winds. So yeah, that's been the project, and finally it's live, so we're really excited.
Interesting. Thank you, Michael. And can you tell me now a little bit more about the technology that goes into creating this live webcam footage?
Yeah, so we've got over 10 cameras now across the island, and we're still growing, actually. We've got lots more exciting locations coming, but I've got to keep them secret at the moment. But yeah, watch out, there's lots more coming. And a lot of our cameras are what are called PTZ, stands for Pan Tilt Zoom. So our PTZ cameras are often actually controlled. We've got a few volunteers that get on the cameras. You know, if there's something going on, particularly our ride camera, when the cruise ships are going by, or this, you know, Portsmouth, you might have one of the battleships going in. The volunteers jump on, are able to zoom in, track the ships as they're going by. So it's not just a static image you're looking at. You know, we're trying to make it a bit interactive as well.
Well, do you know what? That's what I really like. And I'm glad you've clarified that, because it's a real community effort, isn't it? And that's what I particularly like about what you do. It's about the community sort of coming together and working together collaboratively to broadcast quite stunning imagery and scenery on the island. And can you now tell me about how you started with isleofwight.com?
So yeah, we've also always been interested in helping out the community, not just tourists, because I've always thought that actually if you live on the island, you're still interested knowing what's going on the island, such as events. But the webcam idea was actually came out probably in the dreaded COVID times. And I thought, you know, people can't get out, they can't see things. And I thought, actually, you know, this would be a great way for people to access our beautiful views and countryside that we've got here on the island. And actually linked into the tourism, I thought, if you are looking forward to coming to the island on a break, actually you can log in, you can check out the views and get excited about your holiday. And then when you go home, you can also view the views with hopefully the plan to book your next holiday. So that's how it kind of came about. And actually, I think maybe more of our viewers than I thought are actually locals, because the webcams are particularly popular storm times. When we've got those crazy winds and it's obviously not safe to go out, people love looking at the camera, seeing the waves lashing against the shore. And surprisingly, there's actually been a safety angle that I didn't foresee at all. Quite a lot of RNLI stations and the Coast Guard use the cameras to keep an eye on the shore. So the one at the Needles, for instance, the Coast Guard station, which is located on the top of the Needles up near the new battery, they can't actually see the bottom of the cliff. Although they're right up on the top, they've got their lookout station up there, they can't see the bottom of the cliff. So they use the Needles webcam to look, to check everything's okay. And our Colwell Bay webcam, that's actually used by Lymington RNLI, because that's their area that they need to keep an eye on. And actually, they can get control of the camera. So if there is an incident going on, they can log in, you know, zoom in, check everything out. So yeah, there's this safety angle that I didn't foresee at all.
Thank you for that, Michael. It's interesting, because I was going to ask you about the public service side of things, and I don't think it's an exaggeration to say that it is a public service that you're offering. And I do see on Facebook and Twitter people actually saying they've looked on this webcam or that webcam and the weather doesn't look particularly that great, I would stay indoors kind of thing.
I also just want to give a little plug myself to all our team and volunteers that help out, because actually we've got a really big team that helps support these webcams. So a special shout out to Perry at Patch Computers over in Freshwater. He's our main installer. So yeah, I don't know about a lot of the technology side of things. He goes out and installs them all. We've also got James and Shane that do all the behind-the-scenes technical stuff. That's even more stuff that I don't know about. Setting up, all the coding and stuff, how you actually get the image from the camera to the website and YouTube. And we've also got a few of the volunteers, Dave, Swifty and Jesse, who control the cameras for us as well. So, yeah, it's a really big team effort, and thanks to those guys.